Yosef now is starting in on his plan. He calls 70 soldiers. He says, you see these names? These people, Reuven ben Yaakov, Shimon ben Yaakov, Levi ben Yaakov, Yehuda ben Yaakov, Yisachar ben Yaakov, Zevulun ben Yaakov, all of these people, Gad, Va'asher, Dan, Naphtali, Binyamin didn't come down. These people came through the gate 3 days ago. They signed in that they're coming to buy food. They never got in line. They're up to no good. I want them arrested. They are spies. And the 70 soldiers went to Mitzrayim. They searched out until they found the brothers. And as I told you, what were the brothers doing? They were looking for Yosef. And all of a sudden, soldiers come and say, okay, you are Reuven ben Yaakov, Shimon ben Yaakov. They found him out somehow. They said, you're under arrest. Under arrest. Yes, the great officer of food, Sofnas Paineach, said that you're under arrest and you're to be thrown in jail. And he threw them in jail. Now the brothers didn't know what's happening. Probably he thinks that we brought something into the country and we didn't pay taxes. Like if a person brings something into a different country and he didn't show the guards what he had and he was supposed to pay something, he can get in big trouble for that. Now, of course, why did Yosef throw him into jail? Because already he's getting rid of part of their punishment because they threw him in jail. And now, after 3 days in jail, he says to the soldiers, let them out and bring them to me. And now, all of a sudden, the brothers come to the officer in charge of the food. They think that now they can go buy the food. But they're afraid already of this officer because he had them arrested. As soon as the 10 brothers got in front of Yosef, he recognized them, but they did not recognize him. Because he was only 17 years old when he left home. He didn't have a beard. He was very young. Now he had a beard. He was fully grown. But he recognized his brothers. And now they all bowed down to him as an act, as a showing of respect for an officer. And Yosef remembered his dream, where the brothers are bowing down for the food, but of course he knew the dream did not come true yet, really, because 11 brothers in the dream were bowing down. And here are only 10 brothers. But certainly he sees the dream is coming true. It's starting to come true because they're bowing down for food. What was the dream? In the field, the bundles of wheat were bowing down to Yosef. And he sees already, he is like a king, he's a big officer, and the brothers are bowing down to get food. But he knows that the dream will not really be fulfilled until Binyamin also comes down to Mitzrayim. So he now has to make a plan to get Binyamin down to Mitzrayim. All these plans now are going to work together. Who understands this, what's going on? And all of a sudden he says, you men are spies. And the brothers say, we are not spies. We are brothers who came to come to Mitzrayim to buy food. He says, you're liars. You are all spies. Because if you came to buy food, you would have gotten in line 3 days ago when you came to Mitzrayim. Actually, not 3 days ago, because he threw them in jail for a few days. If you are brothers coming to buy food, you would have gotten in line a long time ago when you entered this country. And if you're all brothers coming together, you would have gone through the same gate. You went through different gates, and you spent 3 days, and you didn't even come in line yet. So you're spies. And they said, we're just brothers coming to buy food. And our father said we shouldn't have an Ein Hara, so we went through different gates. All of a sudden, Yosef took out his silver cup. Now, this was just a regular, fancy, silver cup. But Yosef is going to make some good shtick with this silver cup. He takes the silver cup and he says, "You see this silver cup here? This is a magic cup. Because in Mitzrayim, we are very expert in magic, professional. And I know excellent all kinds of magic." And he puts the cup to his ear. And he says, "Two of you brothers, Shimon and Levi." Now, of course, they knew that he had the list with their names, but how does he know which one is which? He points to Shimon and Levi. "You two brothers made a big fight and destroyed all the people of Shechem. You killed every man in the town of Shechem. You're big fighters, you're big troublemakers. So you came down here to make trouble. And you're spies." All of a sudden they start to shake. How does he know who we are? How does he know which one is which? He listens to this cup and it tells him. And then he says, "You're just 10 brothers? Or it's more brothers? And where is your father?" "Well, actually, we're 12 brothers." "Oh, 12 brothers, is it? So where are the other two brothers? And what about your father?" "Well, our father lives in Eretz Canaan. He's very old. He couldn't come. And one brother is young, and the father was afraid to let him come down. And the other brother is not, it's not around exactly. He's not here." "He's not here? Where is he?" "You're not telling me where the other brother is?" And he listens to his cup. "Aha! You sold him to be a slave, didn't you?" They start to shake. He listens to his cup and he hears that they sold him to be a slave. "Yeah, we sold him to be a slave." "Oh, that's the way you treat a brother, huh? And where do you think he went? Let's see. Oh, you sold him to Arabs going down to Mitzrayim. Oh, to our country. You sold your brother to be a slave to come to Mitzrayim." And they said, "Well, that's why we were looking for him for 3 days. We're not spies. We're coming to look for him. So we were spending 3 days going all around looking for him." "Oh, yeah? You mean you feel bad that you sold him to be a slave?" Yeah, we feel bad." "Uh-huh. And what are you going to do when you find him?" "Well, we want to get him back to our father because our father is crying the whole time." And he says, "Well, what if you meet him and he's a slave? A slave doesn't own himself. He has a boss who owns him. So you have to get him away from the boss." "Well, we'll ask the boss to give him to us." "You mean for free?" No, we'll buy him." "Well, what if the boss doesn't want to give him up? What if he doesn't want to sell him?" "Well, we're even prepared to fight for him." "Aha, that's what I said. You're fighters, you're troublemakers. You came to make a fight, you came to make a war, and you're spying, and you want to see which way in the land you can make the best fight? Exactly what I said. Into jail with you." And he threw him again into jail. Throws him into jail. He arrests them, he throws him into jail. So what's going on over here? Now, let me tell you also a very important thing. Yosef pretended he did not know Hebrew, even though he really did. He only spoke Mitzrish, Egyptian, Goyish. His officer, who was really Menashe, was standing next to him, and Menashe is called an interpreter, where Yosef speaks Goyish to Menashe. Menashe knows both Egyptian and Hebrew. He speaks to the brothers, teaching out what Yosef is saying, and he says it over in Hebrew. The brothers are speaking Hebrew to Menashe, and Menashe teaches it back into Goyish, into Mitzrish, for Yosef. So they pretend that Yosef pretends he doesn't know what the brothers are saying until Menashe teaches it. Of course, Yosef can understand every word because he understands the Hebrew. He's only pretending. And the brothers are saying, why is this happening to us? Why is this happening to us? Why is this trouble happening? And they say, because we sold Yosef, we're getting punished, that's why. Oh, we feel so bad. Now, Yosef could have right now said, look, my brothers feel bad. Let me tell him who I really am. But he didn't do it because he's got to get Binyamin to come down to Mitzrayim. And he's not through with their kaparis to get them to do tshuva and to get rid of their averas that they did. And he says, wait a minute, before you go to jail, there's one way that you could prove yourself that you're not spies, that you're really brothers. Didn't you say that you have a brother back in Eretz Canaan? Yeah, his name is Binyamin. Okay, I'll tell you what. If you bring your brother, what's his name again? Binyamin? No, Binyamin. Oh yeah, Binyamin. If you bring your brother Binyamin down here and show him to me, then you are telling the truth and I will let you go. But if you don't bring Binyamin down here, it means you're liars and you're spies and you'll be my slaves. And they say, well, if we're in jail, how can we exactly go back and get Binyamin? And also, our families need food, and we won't get back to give them food. They'll all die. Also, Binyamin, he needs food. So what can we do? And so Yosef said, okay, I am going to hold one of you in jail here, and the rest of you will go back to Eretz Canaan and bring down Binyamin here. And you'll take food back to your families. And he points to Shimon. Okay, you, Shimon, you're going to be in jail. Now, why does he pick Shimon? Because Shimon is the main one who's strong and destroyed Shechem. And Shimon is also the one who tried to kill Yosef. When Yosef first came, remember, when Yosef first came out to the fields, when his father sent him, who said, look who's coming, Yosef, the big bald guy with the fancy shirt and the dreamer. That was Shimon. He was the one who said, let's kill Yosef, let's get rid of him. And that's why Yosef threw him into the jail. And Shimon starts screaming, I'm not going to no jail. I'm staying with my brothers. You better watch it. And Yosef said to his 70 soldiers, throw Shimon in jail. Now, the 70 soldiers go to get Shimon. And Shimon was so strong, he starts screaming, and he starts struggling, and he starts pushing the soldiers, and he knocked all of them down, and they all fell down, and they broke their teeth on the floor. Shimon pushed 70 soldiers aside and they couldn't even get near him. They fell down and they broke their teeth. And the 70 soldiers are wandering, walking around. Oh, my tooth, my tooth. Oh, I have to go to the dentist. I can't take care of this prisoner. It hurts. What's he going to do? All of a sudden, Menashe, by himself, goes over and he grabs Shimon by the neck and he schleps him to jail. And Shimon could not get away from him. Shimon says to his brothers, this man couldn't be just a Mitzri. He must be part of our family. Only our family is so strong, not the Mitzrim. Of course, he didn't know it, but Menashe was his own nephew. He didn't know it, but that's exactly true. And Menashe now throws Shimon in jail. Now, as soon as they threw him in jail, later on, Yosef treated him very nicely. He gave him delicious food, delicious things to drink. Shimon didn't know why he was being treated so nicely. And now the other brothers know they have to go back to Mitzrayim. Now, Yosef calls Menashe. I mean, they have to go back to Eretz Canaan. Yosef calls Menashe and he says, put the food, give them the food, put the food in their bags. Each one has his own donkey. But not only put the food back, put their money back too. Because they paid the money. Usually a person paid money and he took the food. And which, by the way, was also part of Hashem's plan. Because hundreds of years before that, Eibishter promised Avram Avinu in the Bris Bina Basarim, it says, the Yidden are going to be in Mitzrayim and they will be slaves for 400 years. And after that, they're going to go out of Mitzrayim with a tremendous big wealth. Silver and gold and jewels, they'll take all of that out of Mitzrayim. Now, how did all of that wealth get to Mitzrayim in the first place? In the time of Yosef, people came to buy food. Now, in that time, there were not coins and money the way we have it now. People mostly traded things. So what did they bring to pay for the food? They brought silver, and they brought gold, and they brought jewels, and they brought beautiful beckers, and they brought leichter, and they brought jewelry, and they brought all kinds of rings and bracelets and fancy stuff and schmancy things. Now, all of the silver and gold and jewels, Yosef put into the treasure houses of Paroi. All right, so all of the wealth came down in the time of Yosef. All right, so Yosef put the money Menashe put the money back. The brothers left to get Binyamin. They didn't know the money was in their bags. Shimon is in jail to make sure that they come back down. The brothers are traveling home. They're talking to themselves. Why is this happening? What's going to happen when our father sees that Shimon is not there? He's going to get very upset. And as they're traveling back, one night, they have to feed the animals. They have to get some food out of their bags. Levi starts dumping out some food to give to his animal, to his donkey. All of a sudden, as he dumps out the food, money gets dumped out also. Look, together with the food, this is the money. The money that we brought to Mitzrayim to pay for the food. What's it doing on my bag? Uh-oh, trouble. Now this is also Mida Keneged Mida. Why was it Levi who first found out that there's new trouble? Because Levi was the first one to cause the trouble. When Yosef came in the fields, when Yaakov sent him to see how the brothers are doing, the first one to start trouble was Levi. He said, look, the dreamer's coming, Mr. Dreamer Man, who has the dreams that we're bowing down to him. And after that, Shimon said, yeah, let's kill him. But who started in the first place speaking against Yosef?
Levi!
Levi! So also the trouble, he's discovering now also the new trouble. Levi's the first one to discover the new trouble. And the other brothers did not know that there was money in their bags. They got home. At first Yaakov is so happy to see the sons, but he says, where's Shimon? Well, Ta will explain everything. We went down to Mitzrayim and there's an officer there and he gives the food, but he makes so much trouble for us, and he has a magic cup and he knows all kinds of things. He knows our names, he knows who we are, and he asks all about you, and he asked about Binyamin, and where's Shimon? Yaakov says, where's Shimon? Well, what happened was that he locked Shimon up in the jail. And he says he's not going to let Shimon out. And in fact, he doesn't even want to see us again. And he won't sell us any more food until we bring down Binyamin to show him Binyamin. What? What do you mean? Well, he asked all kinds of questions. He asked about you. Yaakov says, well, why did you say that you have a brother Binyamin? Well, he accused us of being spies. And he doesn't believe that we're brothers until we bring Binyamin down. He asked all these questions. And if we didn't answer the questions, he gets the question out of the silver cup. And Yaakov says, I don't know if this is true, or maybe you sold Shimon to be a slave like you sold Yosef to be a slave. Maybe you sold Shimon also to be a slave. No, no, of course not. We went down to Mitzrayim to buy food, and we bought the food, and all of this trouble happened from this man. Now, all of a sudden, the boys' families, their wives, and the kinderlach come, and they say, Ta, we're hungry, we need food. Okay, well, let's give them the food. And they start dumping out the food, and all of a sudden, from each bag comes out not only food, but what?
Money!
And Yaakov says, aha, money, so much money. If you would have just bought food with the money, there wouldn't be any money. But if you bought all the food, and there's so much money, it must mean that the money came from something else. You sold Shimon to be a slave for money. And that's how you got all the money. Oi, 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 oi. Such trouble the boys are having. Now, this is also a punishment. This is also what Yosef is trying to do. They're suffering now because of what they did with money. They sold Yosef to Mitzrayim for money. And now they're suffering because of money. It's taking away their punishment. And they caused their father so much trouble by fooling him. Now they're also getting fooled. And this is taking away some of their punishment. This is a kapara for the boys. And of course the father said, I will not let Binyamin go down to Mitzrayim. Because you're also going to sell Binyamin to be a slave like you sold Yosef and Shimon. And the boys were very sad, but they said, look, when we run out of food again, our father will have to let Binyamin go down because we have no choice. We'll have to get more food later. And the time went on and they used up the food and now the food is almost gone. And now Yaakov says, boys, we're running out of food. Ta, we'll go back to Mitzrayim, but we have to bring Binyamin down. And Yaakov says, look, you know, I'm afraid something terrible could happen to Binyamin. Because look, it seems that that part of the family, whenever they're traveling, something terrible happens. The mother of the boys, Rachel, what happened when she was traveling? She died. She died on the way, traveling on the way. And she's buried in Cave of Rachel by the side of the road where she died, traveling. And then Yosef was traveling, the son of Rachel, and he was going out to find out where his brothers were. And what happened? He got torn up by a wild animal, or maybe he got sold to Mitzrayim to be a slave. Trouble happened while he was traveling. And now Rachel's other son, Binyamin, if I let him travel down to Mitzrayim and he's traveling, something terrible might happen to him. I don't want to let him travel and go down to Mitzrayim. But we won't get food unless we bring Binyamin down. And if we bring Binyamin down, we'll get Shimon out. And of course, Yaakov had no choice but to let Binyamin go. And he said goodbye to Binyamin. And now he said, take extra money down and take also gifts. Take special presents to give to the officer. Maybe it'll make him happy. And now, kinalach, they went with the gifts and they go with Binyamin back to Mitzrayim and they go now to see Yosef. Of course, they don't know it's Yosef. They go to see the officer. And Yosef sees now all 10 now. Shimon is in jail, but he sees Binyamin. And he hadn't seen Binyamin for all these years. He sees the brothers and he was very happy. And he says to Menashe, this is what I want you to do. Invite them to come to my house for a special meal. Tell them that they should get ready their own meat. They can shech their own animals. Because he knew that if they shech the animals, they'll have kosher meat and they'll be able to eat the animals. And he says, prepare a meal for today and also for tomorrow, and invite them also to eat tomorrow. Now this was Erev Shabbos, and he's inviting them also for Shabbos, so they can spend Shabbos in his house. And Benashe goes to the brothers and he says, don't yet go to buy food from the officer, because he invites you to his house for a meal. Now the brothers got afraid. Uh-oh. Why would he invite us to his house for a meal? He never invited anybody who came down to buy food to go to his house for a meal. It must be that he's causing new problems. And he's doing new plans against us. It's some kind of a trouble. And they got very nervous. But they had to do it because that's what the officer said. They shechted animals, of course. Kasher Ashkita, and now they go to Yosef's house, and they're waiting for Yosef to come. And around noon, around in the middle of the day, all of a sudden Yosef comes, and he brings a silver cup, and the tables are set, and he says, okay, now I'm going to tell everybody how they should sit for the meal. And he points to the first table. He says, Yehuda, you sit at the head of the table, because you, from you are going to come kings. Now, as we know, the kings come from Yehuda. Okay? Yehuda, also Mashiach comes from Yehuda. You sit by the head. He says, Reuven, you sit next to your brother Yehuda. I'm sorry, even though he's younger than you, you're older, but you know, from him comes kings and also Mashiach, so he'll sit at the head, and you're the firstborn, you sit next. Then goes Shimon, then goes Levi, and then go the other sons that come from Leah, because all of you are from one mother. Now, Yisachar and Zvulun also came from Leah. So the brothers that came from one mother sit at one table. Okay, he says, God and Asher, you sit over here because you come from also one mother, from Zilpah. And of course, that's what they did. And he says, Dan and Naphtali, you come from Bilha, you sit over here. And of course, they're surprised, because all of this he's getting from his cup. Sometimes he smells the cup, sometimes he hits it, sometimes he listens to it. And Binyamin was the only one left. He says, Binyamin, you'll sit next to me. I'll tell you why. I don't have a mother, and you also don't have a mother. We both don't have a mother, so we'll sit together. Of course, the brothers didn't know what he meant, but he meant that they have the same mother, and she's not alive, so they'll sit together. Now, while Binyamin was... Now, this is very interesting. Listen to this with 3 ears. While Binyamin is sitting next to Yosef, Yosef is talking to Binyamin. Now, this is his own brother. Even though all of them had one father, Binyamin was the only brother of Yosef from the same mother, from Rachel. And he was so happy to see Binyamin. And even that day, they all drank wine. Now, for all of these years, the brothers never drank wine, because wine is a drink of happiness, and they were sad. For some reason, they felt happy by this meal. They didn't know why. And they said, we're drinking wine. And Yosef also didn't drink wine for more than 20 years. And he also drank wine by that meal, because he felt happy. And he was talking to Binyamin. He says, Binyamin, what do you learn with your father? Well, I learned Torah. Oh yeah? You learn anything else besides Torah? Well, my father teaches me all kinds of interesting things. And Yosef says, well, you know, in Mitzrayim, we know all kinds of things about stars. Do you know about the stars? Looking in the stars and finding out things about the stars? Binyamin says, well, I know that stuff, but you know, we Jews don't... We don't... We don't go by what the stars say. We go by what Hashem says. So, you know, even though I know some of that stuff, but, you know, it's no big deal because, you know, I don't have to pay attention to the stars. In Mitzrayim, maybe they learn about that stuff, but we don't, you know, we don't really believe in it. It's just kind of like a baloney mises to us. And Yosef says, well, let me show you something very interesting. Let's see if you could figure this out. I'm going to give you a paper showing all the stars in the sky above Mitzrayim. And I'm going to ask you a question. Let's see if you could figure it out. Because you must be very smart.